JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. Today's program highlights the $40 million Hanover Infirmary. The details and more coming up. Stay with us. The residents of the Hanover Infirmary are now living in more comfortable and modern surroundings following the recent official opening of a new $40 million facility. Located on the compound of the old facility, the new infirmary boasts separate male and female dorms. JIS reporter Brian Miller shares more.
It also houses general bathroom facility, private rooms with their own bathrooms, a general lobby area, doctor's examination room, matron's office, general staff room, poor relief office, entry foyer, verandas, and recreational space.
The Hanover Infirmary boasts a new concept in design, which will inevitably lead to a change in the approach of identifying the residents of the infirmaries as patients rather than treating them as residents.
Minister of Local Government and Community Development, Noel Arscott. He notes that the new infirmary was built to meet the needs of the physically challenged in keeping with international standards. The project was funded by the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development and the Culture, Health, Arts, Sports and Education Chase Fund. Brian Miller reporting from Lucy Hanover for Roundabout JA.
And now a message from the JUTC.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, wishes to advise the public that the bus transfer system has been discontinued effective Sunday, November 17. The company apologizes to consumers for any inconvenience caused. To help commuters, the JUTC has implemented a number of alternate routes. They are as follows. The 3AX from Christian Gardens to New Kingston, or the 8AX and the 12AX from Nagohead to New Kingston, instead of the 12A from Nagohead to Halfway Tree, the 21A and 21 Express from Spanish Town to Crossroads, instead of the 21 and 23A from Spanish Town to Halfway Tree, and the 32 from Corville Gardens to downtown Kingston via Halfway Tree. Also, you may take the 32A and 32 Express from Duhane Park to Crossroads, instead of the 32 from Corville Gardens to Halfway Tree. The 46 and 44 Express will take you from Great House Circle to downtown Kingston via Halfway Tree, and the 47 and 47 Express from Chancery Street to downtown Kingston have replaced the 46 from Great House Circle to Halfway Tree. Commuters may take the 49 Express from Norbrook to downtown Kingston in place of the 49 from Norbrook to Halfway Tree. The 50EX from Seaview Gardens to Papine, 51EX from 3 Miles to Papine, and the 19AX from Greater Portmore to Papine, in place of the 50 from Seaview Gardens to Halfway Tree, and the 51 from 3 Miles to Halfway Tree. The 42X from Constant Spring to downtown Kingston, in place of the 52A from Temple Hall to Halfway Tree, the 74EX and the 76 from Barbican to downtown Kingston, instead of the 74 from Barbican to Halfway Tree. And you may take the 75EX from 6 Miles to Papine, or the 24EX from Spanish Town to UWI's Irving Hall Gate, in place of the 75 from 6 Miles to Halfway Tree. The 500, 600, 800, and 900 shuttle routes will remain as a paid service. The JUTC thanks commuters for their support in rolling out this initiative as it continues to serve you better. The JUTC, your route to excellence.
Vision 2030 is the country's first long-term development plan geared towards moving Jamaica to developed country status within the next 17 years. You've been treated to several glimpses into Jamaican history and culture. Now you have a chance to share. To contribute to Glimpses of Jamaica, email tidbits of Jamaican culture, fondest memories about growing up in Jamaica, or little-known facts about your community to glimpses@jis.gov.jm. Be sure to include your name and number so we can feature your favorite glimpses of Jamaica. And that's it for today's journey, Roundabout JA. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, and until then, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.